So as soon as... Are we on the... Okay, so we are officially on the public record. So I'm just going to say that I'm Darcy Dixon Pignanelli, Commissioner with Utah State Tax Commission, and also Chair of the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee, appointed by our Chair of the Tax Commission, Bruce Johnson. And we are gathered today. I am sitting at an anchor location, which is at the Utah State Tax Commission building at 210 North, 1950 West in Salt Lake City, Utah, in room 1040. And today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2011, just after 2 o'clock p.m. And I am calling to order the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee. And we are also conducting an electronic meeting. And on the phone, participating electronically, we have Dr. Don Snyder, Professor and Assistant Director of the Utah Agriculture Experiment Station, and with the Applied Economics Department with Utah State University. He is an appointee of the President of Utah State University. I also have participating electronically by phone Mr. Kyle Stevens, Deputy Commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture, appointee of the Commissioner of the State Department of Agriculture and Food. And I'm going to say that because with the three of us participating, myself as Commissioner Dr. Snyder and Deputy Commissioner Stevens, that we do have a quorum of the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee, and so we can conduct business. I just want to say that we also have on the phone participating electronically our proposed member, a member actively engaged in farming and ranching, Mr. Rex Larson with Larson Farm Products, and also physically in the room here at the Utah State Tax Commission, we have Charlie Roberts, who is the Public Information Officer for the Utah State Tax Commission, and Ms. Krista Johnson, the Executive Assistant in the Office of the Commission to us as commissioners. To my knowledge, there isn't anyone else on the phone. Is that correct? Okay. We might have a few other people beep in, and that will be the beep that we hear. But at this point, I am going to move to the first item of business on our agenda. And this agenda, let me just note for the record, was posted in the front foyer of the Tax Commission building, and it was placed on the Tax Commission website, and it was posted on our public notice website and sent to members of the media by our public information officer. So our first item of business is consideration of appointment by the other members of the committee of a committee member actively engaged in farming or ranching pursuant to Utah Code Annotated 59-2-514, and this is noted as an action item. And we have, I just want to note that it has been the business practice of the Tax Commission and of the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee to accept a name of someone to fulfill the role of a committee member actively engaged in farming or ranching, to accept a name from the Utah Farm Bureau. And that's been the business practice of the Tax Commission. The Utah Farm Bureau has recommended the name of Mr. Rex Larson, owner of Larson Farm Products in Spanish Fork, Utah. To my knowledge, the committee members have received a short bio on Mr. Rex Larson. Let me just read a couple of items into the record. Mr. Larson is the principal owner and general manager of a cow-calf and feedlot agribusiness operation in Spanish Fork, Utah. He's also served as chairman and vice chairman of USDA Farm Services Agency. He has served previously on this State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee and is a member of the State Board of Directors of the Utah Farm Bureau, and also has a Bachelor's of Science degree in Animal Science and Agribusiness from Utah State University and the College of Agriculture. So at this point, the quorum being myself, the Deputy Commissioner, and Dr. Snyder from Utah State University, I would, as Chair, entertain a motion to accept that nomination of Rex Larson to serve as the committee member actively engaged in farming or ranching pursuant to Utah Code Annotated 59-2-514.
I wish so move.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Snyder moved. I'll second. This is Kyle Stevens.
Great, thank you. So we have a motion by Dr. Don Snyder and a second by Deputy Commissioner Kyle Stevens. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. I know for the record there's no one else to vote opposed, so I'm going to pass that passes. So, Mr. Rex Larson, thank you for being on the phone, and you are officially a member of this committee now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And let me, just for the record, note that that is a brand new process for this committee. And I'll go a little bit further into that when we get down to our action item number, down to our item number four. But let me just quickly, I've got introduction of committee members. I did kind of a brief introduction, but I also just wanted to give everyone a little bit more time if they wanted to say something. I'm just going to say as a committee member, I've participated in this Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee last year and really appreciated the opportunity and enjoyed it very much, and appreciate our commission chairman appointing me and the support of my fellow commissioners Mark Johnson and Michael Cragen. Those are my other fellow commissioners, and appreciate their support in serving this. Just as a note of interest, my roots are, my grandfather was a dry farmer from Cache County. And I just really always enjoy going up to Cache County and remembering that that's my roots. By the time I was born, he kind of started his way out of the farming, but have lots of memories of stories of my mother participating in farming up in Cache County. So I never believe that many of us are much more than one generation away from someone in our family that was a part of agriculture, and so I appreciate doing this. So, Dr. Snyder, do you have anything else beyond my brief that you could share with us about your background?
The only other thing I would mention is that I am one generation removed from our ranch operation, and glad to be able to serve on the Tax Commission.
Great.
Farmland Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Deputy Commissioner Stevens?
Well, again, I've known both Dr. Snyder and Rex for a number of years. Dr. Snyder, if I'm not mistaken, isn't your claim to fame Metitzi, Wyoming?
That's right.
Okay. I grew up on a dairy farm in Summit County in Hennifer, and went to Utah State University, graduated with a BS degree in animal science, and I've been employed with the Utah Department of Ag and Food since 1975.
Wow, I didn't.
Been a while.
I didn't realize that, Deputy. Dr. Snyder, how far do you go back with Utah State yourself?
31 years.
Wow. That's a lot of good knowledge on this committee. Wonderful. Mr. Larson, what about you? Anything else beyond the bio that maybe I didn't read well?
You did just fine. It's been a privilege to serve on the committee. It's been a great opportunity, as I have calls from farmers and ranchers throughout the state when they find out I'm on the committee, to sometimes complain, but most of the time get understanding how this committee works and how we come up with the figures. It's been very helpful for me to be able to tell them that the process and how it's easily substantiated by the things that Dr. Snyder does and the work that everyone does to make sure it's accurate and as positive, I guess, as we can have with the situation. And so it's been a really great learning experience for me.
Great, thank you. And let me just note for the record that the only other member that we haven't had call in is Greg Garf, the county assessor for Duchesne County. Maybe we'll hear from him, but he's been the county assessor out there for quite some time, so I just want to note that he is a member of this committee appointed by the County Assessor Association. Just wanted to say that Charlie Roberts was our public information officer. I'm going to let him speak for just a minute because I'd like all of you to know him and Krista as well. Former mayor of Tooele City. But Charlie, do you have anything else?
Good to be here. I'm Tooele is just south of Verda.
So he's the former mayor of Tooele City, and we're glad to have him here with the tax commission as well. And Krista Johnson's been with us about a year. She's a good person to know too. If you ever can't track down a commissioner, you're always welcome to reach Krista or Charlie, and they will work with you to find us on any issues that we need to work on. So they're good people to know. Just in the interest of time, unless there's anything else that any other member wants to bring up, I need to move to item 4, and that's our Open and Public Meetings Act training pursuant to Utah Code Annotated 52-4-104. I just want to make sure there should have been a really brief two-page that was sent to each of you. And that was an Open and Public Meetings Act summary and key provisions that I pulled from the legislative website. I figured this is a law passed by the legislature, so theirs is probably going to be a pretty good summary. I could have asked someone else to come and do this training, but I really hated to take anyone else's time. I'm going to do the best summary that I can, and if anyone has any questions that I can't answer, I'm going to make sure that I get back with any questions on that. But if you have that summary in front of you, I'm going to follow it. If not, that's okay. I'm going to go through it. Just to highlight the key parts of this Open and Public Meetings Act. Let me just start by saying that last year, the tax commission, and I mean we as commissioners, the four commissioners, determined that we needed to step up compliance with the Open and Public Meetings Act. And that meant that we needed to review all of our functions as four commissioners, because we are our positions as tax commissioners is actually in the Constitution. So we're constitutional officers appointed by the state Senate. And there's four of us. So when we met, there was a concern about when are we conducting the public's business, and when does that need to be in the open arena, and when does it need to be in a closed meeting, because we have taxpayer information that's confidential. So that required that we look at other functions that we have, and in looking at that, because by law, a member of the tax commission is appointed to serve as chair of the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee, that then put this advisory committee in new light. And in looking at this advisory committee, we determined that this committee also needed to be operating under the Open and Public Meetings Act. So that's why there's been a few more new procedures this year that maybe weren't followed in the past. And that one was the first one we took, which was the first item of business to appoint a member actively engaged in farming and ranching. So the next item is that because we are a public body, the law 59-2-4104 requires that there be annual public training of the members of a public body. We as a tax commission did our training last November in a public meeting, and that was conducted by Sheila Page, who is an assistant AG. And I have some of her material that she used at that time. And I thought about inviting someone to do this. But if everyone will bear with me, I'll share what I learned from Sheila Page, and then if anyone has any questions, we'll go from there. So this is our annual public meeting. It is the Declaration of Public Policy. The legislature finds and declares that the state, its agencies, and political subdivisions exist to aid in the conduct of the people's business. And it is the intent of the legislature that the state, its agencies, and its political subdivisions take their actions openly and conduct their deliberations openly. And that's what we're doing today. What does an Open Meeting Act do? It requires that government take actions openly and ensures deliberations are open to the public. So we've definitely done that today. A meeting means a convening of a public body with a quorum. So that's why I was very careful to put in that we had met the quorum to discuss, receive comment, or act on a matter under its jurisdiction or advisory power. And that's really where we come in, because we are serving as an advisory power to the full commission when it comes to these farmland values. And it also talks about this a meeting. I want to just point to this, that you'll notice on this sheet from the legislature that it talks about a meeting of the State Tax Commission to consider confidential tax matters. I just want to note for the record that there was a separate bill done last year, Senate Bill 188, Tax Commission Amendments, and that was specifically to address when we as the Tax Commission deliberate on tax appeals before us, and that I don't, it is not my understanding that there'll ever be a confidential tax matter before this advisory committee. So we are an advisory committee. We are created by statute. The Farmland Advisory Committee is created by statute. That statute is 59-2-514, the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee. We are supported by tax revenue because we're meeting in a tax building. And we are vested with the authority to make decisions regarding the public's business. And that is that under our statutory authority, we meet at the call of the chairman to review the several classifications of land in agricultural use in the various areas of the state and recommend a range of values for each of the classifications based upon productive capabilities of the land when devoted to agricultural uses. So those are the reasons why we need to comply with the Open and Public Meetings Act. We have to meet public notice, which we did, at least 24 hours before each meeting, the date, time, and place of the meeting. The agenda has to be specific enough of the topics, posted in specified places, and provided to the newspaper or local media, which I said at the beginning of the meeting that we had done and complied with. And we cannot take action on an item unless it's agendaed as an action item. So if someone were to come to this meeting today and say, I have an item I'd like to bring to your attention, we could hear it from somebody, but we could not take any action on that item. And we do have to keep a recording as we're doing. That's where I said I was going to put us on the public record, and minutes. And those minutes have to be approved. And the next item, just to cover really quickly, is on the next page, is the closed meetings. I don't anticipate that we will ever fall into the area of closed meetings. Those meetings of closed meetings are discussion of a person's character or competence. I think if there were any question about the character or competence of a committee member, we would have to look and see if that would fall under that. Imminent litigation, I guess if the Farmland Committee were ever to be sued, maybe that would be, but I don't anticipate anything that would require us to close a meeting. As a tax commission, we close meetings when we discuss pending litigation, but I don't see anything for this committee. Electronic meetings, were notified that the tax commission, we had adopted a rule that allowed us to do these electronic meetings just as we're doing today. For us to do what we did today, we did have to have adopted procedures to govern them, and that's what we did have was our rule. And let me just make sure I've put into the public record that rule, and that is Tax Commission Rule R884-24P-72, that says that under the State Farm Land Evaluation Advisory Committee, that the committee members may participate electronically as long as that's noted on our agenda, and that at least one committee member is in an anchor location, which I am, and that other committee members can be heard by others in the anchor location, and we can hear all of you fine. So we have met and complied with the electronic meetings. The only other thing I would note for the record is there was a new item that was adopted this year, and that is electronic message transmissions. And during a public meeting, we as public members are not supposed to transmit electronic messages to each other as members of the body. We can do it when the meeting isn't convened, but we can't do it during the meeting. So I just note that we have we've been informed of that. And finally, as far as the penalties go, what happens if we violate the Open and Public Meetings Act? What happens if it says a court can void any action in the violation of the law? So if we didn't meet it, but we voted to take action on farmland and someone contested that, I guess someone could take action to say that shouldn't be valid. And there could be penalty of a public member who intent would have to be shown, violates or a closed meeting. And that could be a Class B misdemeanor. A Class B misdemeanor is up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. So as far as I know, having reviewed all the pertinent parts of the Open and Public Meetings Act training that I received from Sheila Page, an assistant AG with the Attorney General's Office, and the material on the legislative website, which I will note, they say it's just a summary, not to be comprehensive, but I did review all the comprehensive material from Sheila Page. I think we have complied with our training for the Open and Public Meetings Act, and just would ask if anyone has any questions there. Anyone have any questions or anything I can clarify? No? Okay. All right. I'll just note that electronically I didn't hear any member ask for any clarification on subject. So I appreciate everyone participating in that training. It's important that we do that. The next item of business would be if there were any public member present who wanted to speak. I'll just note for the record that there isn't anyone else here at this anchor location for public comment, so I don't have anything on that. And the last item would be to note our next meeting time, and that is a very important meeting. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, October 5th at 10 a.m. in room 1040 at the State Tax Commission offices, and again, that's 210 North, 1950 West in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it's anticipated the agenda items will be approval of our minutes of this meeting, a presentation of the draft farmland evaluation report from Utah State University, and I'll note that that's by our fellow committee member, Dr. Snyder. We'll have a discussion of that draft farmland evaluation report and the recommended values. We'll receive any public comment or input, and then an action item will be to vote on recommending those values to the full commission. And then another item will be presentation of a draft production guidelines for grazing irrigated land from the Property Tax Division. And then we'll set the next meeting time and any other items that a committee member may have.
Darcy, would you restate the date and time of the next meeting?
Yes, absolutely. The next meeting will be Wednesday, October 5th, 2011 at 10 a.m. in room, now, I'm not sure if that's going to be room 1040. It's going to be the same
room?
We
have it scheduled for a couple, but
okay. Okay, so it will be in this same room that we're in right now, room 1040 at the State Tax Commission offices.
Thank you.
Okay. And again, we will notice the agenda so that everyone can participate electronically, again, as they have. And the draft report from Dr. Snyder will get emailed out to members in advance so that they can review that report. I think that's our intent. Is that correct, Dr. Snyder?
That's right.
Okay. So somewhere before October 5th, everyone could anticipate that. All right. And are there any other items that a committee member might want on that agenda for that? Just let me know if there's something. Well, with that, I anticipated this meeting would take 30 minutes, and we are right at 30 minutes. So unless another member has an item, does any other, Dr. Snyder, do you have anything?
I don't.
Okay. Deputy Commissioner Stevens, do you have anything?
I don't have any at this point.
Okay. Mr. Larson, do you have anything?
I don't either.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you thank you so much for making this time today work. I truly appreciate it because I really wanted to conduct those two items of business so that our next meeting could really be devoted to the issues of farmland values. I just felt that was really important. So thank you for making sure that we met our statutory obligations. And let me just say one other item that, just for the record right now, we have scheduled a third meeting. Let me just say this so everyone can get that on their calendars. And that's for Wednesday, November 16th at 10 a.m. Again, the anchor location will be room 1040 of the State Tax Commission offices. And I anticipate the meeting will take no longer than 15 minutes. The purpose of that meeting is to approve our minutes from the Wednesday, October 5th meeting. And let me just state for the record why that's really important. And that is because one of the other items of the Open and Public Meetings Act is that minutes, the recordings of the meetings have to be available to the public within 3 days. That doesn't mean that they have to be posted on a website, but just available if someone wants to listen to them. So this recording would be available within 3 days. But the other key provision of the Open and Public Meetings Act is that written minutes have to be available within a reasonable time to the public. And because the State Farmland Advisory Committee doesn't meet more than maybe once or twice a year for the purpose of considering these range of values, if we didn't convene again to approve the minutes, our minutes really wouldn't be available within a reasonable time. So we'll do minutes for this meeting at the October 5th meeting, and then we'll just convene briefly, I'm anticipating, just by electronic meeting on that in November for the purposes of just making sure that we have adopted minutes of our discussion of those farmland values so that those are available within a reasonable period of time to the public and we don't go a whole year before doing that. So that's the really sole purpose of that really, really brief meeting in November. So with yes.
Is that 1040, is that on the sort of main floor off to the right when you come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. It is, if you, not that same one, Dr. Snyder, I know the one that you're talking about, and that's what I wanted to clarify. This room 1040 is a very, very small, it's one of our small tax commission hearing rooms for our appeals. And it's actually, when you come in the tax commission, you can stop at the security desk there if you want to, but there's a hallway just right of the security desk, and it's not the farthest hallway to the right, but the hallway right in the middle. You take that hallway to the back, and it's around the corner to the left. It's just a very small hearing room that we have here. So it's not the large one that we met in last year that you're remembering.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Now, if we can get the larger room, the room 1060, we might move our October 5th meeting to that larger room on that. So we'll keep you informed of that. We sometimes run into conflict because we have training here, and sometimes room 1060, the larger room, gets used for training. And so we took the smaller room today. So thank you for asking on that. So again, our Wednesday, November 16th meeting at 10 a.m., I'm anticipating would just be a very brief meeting to approve minutes of our October 5th meeting so we can be in compliance with the Open and Public Meetings Act. So thank you. With that, if there's not any other items, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And okay, and that was Commissioner Stevens that moved to adjourn, is that correct?
Rex Larson.
Oh, that was, okay, Mr. Larson moved to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, for Dr. Snyder. Okay, thank you. I'll have to find a way to do that a little bit better over the phone, but thank you. So I'll move that this meeting's adjourned, and I'll have Ms. Johnson take us off the public record then. And thank you, all of you, and drive safely and enjoy the wonderful fall weather.
Thank you.